The watchful porter, doorkeeper. A man leaves his house, assigns tasks, and tells the doorkeeper to keep watch. Jesus said this is how believers should live, alert for his return. The parable stresses vigilance. Life is not meant for spiritual drowsiness, but readiness. The master may come at night or dawn, no one knows when. The faithful servant is awake, prepared, and doing his task when the door finally opens. Watchfulness isn't fear, it's faithful expectation every single day. 25. The Good Samaritan. A man was beaten and left half dead. A priest and Levite passed by, but a despised Samaritan stopped, cared for him, and paid his recovery. Jesus asked who proved a neighbor. The answer was undeniable. This parable flipped expectations. Love isn't about who deserves it, but who needs it. Mercy doesn't check ethnicity or status. True neighborliness is compassion in action, even when inconvenient. The Samaritan showed that love costs something, but saves lives. 26. The Friend at Midnight. A man, desperate to feed a guest, knocked at midnight on his friend's door. Though the friend resisted at first, persistence won him over. Jesus said prayer is like that. Ask, seek, knock, and don't give up. God isn't annoyed by persistence. He welcomes it. The parable teaches that bold, shameless prayer is powerful. Sometimes blessings come not to the polite request, but to the one who refuses to quit knocking on heaven's door. 27. The Rich Fool. A rich man had a bumper harvest and built bigger barns, boasting of years of ease. But God called him a fool, for that very night his life would end. Jesus warned that life isn't about hoarding wealth but being rich toward God. The parable is timeless. People still trust in possessions that can vanish overnight. True security isn't in barns or bank accounts, but in storing treasure with God, who holds tomorrow. 28. The Barren Fig Tree. A man planted a fig tree but found no fruit. He wanted it cut down, but the gardener pleaded, "Give it another year. I'll dig and fertilize it. If still barren, then destroy it." Jesus' point was mercy mixed with urgency. God gives chances for growth, but time runs out eventually. The story warns against wasted opportunities. Fruitfulness is expected, and patience is not endless. Grace gives space to grow, but accountability is coming. 29. The Lowest Seat at the Feast. At a banquet, Jesus noticed guests scrambling for the best seats. He advised instead taking the lowest place, so the host might invite you higher. The parable is both wisdom and warning. Pride reaches for honor and risks shame, while humility receives unexpected promotion. God's kingdom flips the order. Those who exalt themselves will be humbled, but the humble will be lifted up. True greatness isn't self-claimed, it's granted by God at the right time. 30. The Great Banquet. A man prepared a grand banquet, but the invited guests made excuses, fields, oxen, marriages. So he invited the poor, crippled, blind, and lame instead. Jesus painted a picture of God's kingdom open to the overlooked. The excuses sound ordinary, but they reveal misplaced priorities. The parable reminds us the kingdom won't wait for our busyness. Those who shrug off the invitation lose out, while those least expected fill God's table with joy. 31. The Tower Builder and the Warring King. Jesus said a wise man estimates the cost before building a tower, and a king calculates before war. Otherwise, both risk failure and shame. He compared this to discipleship. Following him isn't casual. It requires full surrender. The parable warns against half-hearted faith. Counting the cost isn't to scare, but to prepare. Commitment to Christ is serious business. Far better to weigh it honestly than to quit midway. True discipleship is deliberate, not impulsive. 32. The Lost Coin. A woman lost one silver coin out of 10. She lit a lamp, swept the house, and searched carefully until she found it. Then she called friends and neighbors to celebrate. Jesus said heaven rejoices the same way when one sinner repents. The story emphasizes the relentless value of a single soul. What seems small to others is priceless to God. A coin doesn't find itself. The searcher makes the effort, and heaven throws the party. 33. The Prodigal Son. A son demanded his inheritance early, wasted it in wild living, and ended up starving. Returning home ashamed, he expected rejection but found his father running to embrace him. Meanwhile, the older brother resented the celebration. Jesus captured God's lavish mercy. The lost are welcomed home with joy. Yet the parable also warns against self-righteous bitterness. Grace isn't earned, it's freely given. The Father's love is big enough for prodigals and faithful alike. 34. The Unjust Steward, Shrewd Manager. A steward, about to be fired, reduced people's debts so they'd welcome him later. Surprisingly, his master commended his shrewdness. Jesus didn't praise dishonesty, but clever foresight. The parable challenges believers. If worldly people are this shrewd with money, how much more should God's people wisely use resources for eternal gain? Wealth is temporary, but relationships and influence can carry eternal weight. It's a call to manage today with tomorrow's kingdom in mind. 35. The Rich Man and Lazarus. A rich man feasted daily while poor Lazarus lay starving at his gate. After death, Lazarus was comforted, while the rich man suffered torment, begging for relief he'd never given. Jesus revealed a sobering reversal. Wealth without compassion leads to ruin. The parable is not about possessions, but about how we treat others with what we have. Eternity exposes choices made in life. Mercy withheld on earth cannot be reclaimed beyond the grave. 36. The Persistent Widow, Unjust Judge. A widow kept pleading with a judge who neither feared God nor respected people. Finally, exhausted, he granted her justice. Jesus used this to teach persistence in prayer. If even an unjust judge answers persistence, how much more will God, who is good, respond to his children? The parable isn't about nagging God, but about not losing heart. Faith is shown in the refusal to quit praying, even when answers seem delayed. 37. The Pharisee and the Tax Collector. Two men prayed at the temple. The Pharisee boasted of his righteousness, while the tax collector begged for mercy, calling himself a sinner. Jesus said the humble tax collector went home justified, not the proud Pharisee. The parable is sharp and unforgettable. God resists the proud but embraces the humble. Religious pride blinds, but repentance opens the way to grace. In God's kingdom, self-righteousness is empty, but humility unlocks mercy and true righteousness. And that wraps up the 37 parables of Jesus. Each one is short, but together they paint the full picture of God's kingdom, urgent, upside down, and worth everything. The real challenge isn't remembering them, it's living them. Which one hit you hardest? Let me know in the comments. I'd love to hear your thoughts. If you found this breakdown helpful, make sure to like this video, share it, and subscribe for more deep dives into scripture.